Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. A federal grand jury returned a six-count indictment charging the man accused of shooting and killing Representative Melissa Hortman, her husband Mark, their dog Gilbert, and wounding Senator John Hoffman and his wife Yvette. 57-year-old Vance Belther is charged with one count of stalking Representative Hortman, one count of stalking Senator Hoffman, two counts of murder through use of a firearm, punishable up to death, and two counts of firearm offenses for the shootings of the Hoffmans. Senator Nicole Mitchell's burglary trial continues in Becker County. Today, jurors were allowed to view the officer's body cam footage. Sitting inside a squad car, Mitchell told the officer why she was found inside her stepmother, Carol Mitchell's home.
She's gotten paranoid and thinks we're allowed to get her and won't let anyone in the house. And I just wanted to get a couple of my dad's mementos.
Mitchell told the officer she wanted a couple of pictures, a flannel shirt, and some of his ashes. Carol Mitchell did take the stand today, but opted to be off camera. The Minnesota Department of Revenue is reminding you to save those back-to-school shopping receipts for valuable tax credits. Spokesman Ryan Broman says most expenses for educational instruction or materials qualify.
Things like pens, notebooks, papers, textbooks. If you're renting or purchasing educational equipment or those musical instruments, those also qualify. Computer hardware and software, educational software do qualify, though I will say that the fees for internet service do not.
Broman says the child must be attending kindergarten through 12th grade at a public, private, or homeschool and meet other qualifications. And Minnesota has plenty of things to do for folks over the remaining summer months. Explore Minnesota communications specialist Jake Julia says Minnesota is home to a number of great live events.
Minnesota has some of the best live events and festivals throughout the summer. I mean, everything from Taste of Minnesota to we have one of the largest Pride festivals in the country. So lots of great live events, and we have some of the most top-notch concerts. We get some great acts that come through.
More information on things to do can be found at the Explore Minnesota website. This is MNN. Republican Minnesota Congressman Brad Finstad is urging the USDA to strengthen support for pork producers facing economic stress. He and six other lawmakers point to rising costs, market volatility, and disease outbreaks as significant challenges for producers nationwide. A tax credit for production of renewable fuels is extended until 2029 under the budget bill signed by President Trump. Brian Werner of the Minnesota Biofuels Association says producers in our state have become more energy efficient.
And that a lot of the ethanol that we make in Minnesota currently has 40 to 50% less greenhouse gas emissions than gasoline. And so this is a production credit that is going to be really beneficial to biofuel producers in Minnesota.
The tax credit was scheduled to sunset in 2027. And you can add another player from the Minnesota Lynx to the WNBA All-Star Game. Guard Kayla McBride was named to replace an injured player and will play for fellow Lynx player Nafisia Collier's team. The Lynx now have three players heading to Indianapolis for this weekend's game.